As we go into God's word, let's just open in a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for the wonderful birth of your Son and what that means to us, that Savior has come. And just thank you for all our friends and brothers and sisters here. We ask that as we turn to your word, we just ask for your Holy Spirit's presence to be with us. Just open our hearts and our minds to receive your message. And I pray that this message be glorifying to you, and Lord, that we can see your love and your power and your grace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today I'd like to speak to you from this passage in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. I was told by Pastor Dennis last week that he also spoke from this passage. Last week he was talking the Christmas message, but today I want to emphasize on different aspects from this very famous story of the visit of the Magi. And I want to bring across how God is sovereign in terms of revealing himself to many peoples around the world, even people that we know who are not from a Christian background, and just how his power and sovereignty and grace really comes to bring his salvation to many people. And so today I'd like for us to just read this passage together. Let's read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem, Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way." And the Lord bless the reading of his word. You know, this very famous passage that we've read is actually read during the first service of the year. And in some mainline churches, it's called the Epiphany season. That's where they usually read this passage. Epiphany means God's manifestation. And what I want to bring to you today in this passage is how sovereign, how wonderful God's manifestation of himself is to all the peoples around the world. And so I'd like to begin my message this morning by asking you a question. Have you ever wondered about this? There's so many people in the world who don't know Christ, or they come from a non-Christian background. So how does God reveal himself to people like this? Or else you might be wondering, I have so many non-Christian relatives and friends, and how can they possibly know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know about you, but I've wondered about this many times. Now, I bet some of you have too. And today I just wanted to share with you just a very wonderful truth from this passage. And in this truth, I wanted to share that our God is so sovereign, he is so loving, and he wants so much to reveal himself to people of other nations. And in this passage, we see that he does do that. And he reveals himself and his truths about his Son, Jesus Christ. And so there's 4 points I want to share with you today. First of all, God showed the Magi the truths of his Son from the Scriptures. Secondly, God directed the Magi supernaturally to the Christ child. Thirdly, that the Magi also showed amazing insights of Christ, and we can see that through the gifts that they gave. And then fourthly, like the Magi, we can be able to worship Christ and boldly share with others the truth of who Jesus is, our Savior, Messiah, and our Lord. And so I'd like to, first of all, talk about who are these Magi or these wise men? And as I looked into this, I noticed that these people were very interesting. Some scholars say they came as far as Persia, and they were followers of another religion called Zoroastrianism. And they also, they looked at the astrology. They were astrologers. They followed the stars. Okay, and some of them came from as far as Arabia, or they could have came from Babylon or Persia. So these people were non-Christians, and they spent many hours and also great effort to search for the Christ. According to tradition, there are three of these wise men, okay, and they picked three because there are three gifts, so that's very convenient. And so you have Melchior from Babylon, Caspar, Persian, and Balthazar from Arabia. Now, we don't know exactly how many Magi they are, but it could have probably been more than three. But in any case, I like to bring across how God revealed himself to these people. So first of all, I want to share with you that God is able to show people of all nations the truth of his Son from the scriptures. And like I told you, these Magi came from Persia or Saudi Arabia, and this is a place where they're not very familiar with the Old Testament prophecies, but somehow God revealed it to them. And what's amazing in the passage we just read in Matthew is that they knew of this prophecy by Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And what's amazing, my friends, is that the Bible was not very common in those days. Only special people had access to the Old Testament scriptures from the prophets. It's not like we can buy the Bible and read it at any time. It was very difficult for people back then to be able to have access to the scriptures. But these astrologers, these magi, somehow they knew about this prophecy, and they quoted it verbatim. So let's read this prophecy in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, one of the most wonderful prophecies that predicts the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read that together. It says, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." What's so amazing about this prophecy that's written hundreds of years before Christ's birth is it brings several things. Number one, it brings that this Christ child will be born in Bethlehem. And secondly, he will be a ruler. He will be the Messiah that was prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. And lastly, his origin is from eternity. That means he is like God. You know, there's no beginning and no end. And so somehow these magi were acquainted with this prophecy. So when I read this passage, I was wondering to myself, how did they know about this Micah chapter 5, verse 2? And the only thing that I can come, the conclusion is that God in his sovereignty revealed that to them. And that brought me a lot of comfort. I think about all the people in Asia. I think about people in Islamic countries, you know, people in all around the world. God is sovereign, and he will reveal himself. He also chooses us to be his agent to reveal about the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is amazing is that these magi, they received the scriptural revelation from God. And I wanted to mention another thing that was amazing about this passage is that not only the Magi received special revelation from God and they were able to understand the scriptures, but their visit to see the Christ also fulfilled prophecy written hundreds of years ago. I want to give you some examples of this. Let's read together Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. Let's read that together. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Especially the last verse, nations will come to your light, and kings the brightness of your rising. So it's saying that when the Lord appears, people from all the nations will come. And these magi also represent the nations. And these magi were also kings. And the Bible foretold in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 that these kings will come and visit glorified Israel. And the Lord Jesus Christ represents Israel. Let's read together Isaiah 60 verse 5 and 6 together. It says, the wealth of the nations will come to you. A multitude of camels will cover you. The younger camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba will come. And notice this, they will bring gold and frankincense and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord. Did you notice? It says gold and frankincense. This was foretold hundreds, centuries before the Magi even went to visit the Lord Jesus Christ. These Magi were most likely kings. Psalm 72 also foretells about this visit. It says, let the kings of Tarshish of the islands bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. Let all kings bow before him and all nations serve him. And John MacArthur agrees that these magi were probably royal dignitaries as well. Very powerful people. And remember the Christmas carol we sing, like we three kings of Orient are? I believe that, you know, we are very familiar with those carols. But my friends, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how God orchestrated this? And when I was thinking about the magi, about how they got to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and how even their lives and what they did even fulfilled prophecy written centuries ago, which they probably were not aware of, it shows the sovereignty of God. Amen? Isn't that amazing how God is? And so, in Matthew chapter 2, we see that Jesus represents the Israel that was foretold in Isaiah chapter 60, glorified Israel. Because when Jesus came, he's the promised Messiah, and he fulfills the three offices of prophet, priest, and king. And notice in Isaiah 60, verse 5 and 6, the Magi brought gold and frankincense to him, as Isaiah 60, verse 6 foretells. So we see that God somehow revealed himself in a supernatural way to these Magi. And the second point I see in this passage is that God supernaturally directed the Magi to this Christ child. And how did he do that? Okay, remember they followed what? They followed a star, right? So what is this star? And scientists and biblical scholars saw that actually around 7 to 5 BC, there was a special conjunction of planets. Okay, and that was recorded by the ancient astrologers. In 5 BC, there was a supernova recorded by Chinese and Korean astronomers. And so, you know, this was a very glorious sight in those days. Okay, and so could this have been the star that guided them? You know, a lot of people think it could have been. And also, the star could have been a supernatural astral phenomenon that God used to announce Jesus' birth. What is interesting is that these magi were astrologers. You know, they followed the stars, and God used the star to guide them. Also, the star could have been an angel that was sent to the magi to lead them to the Christ child, because they had to travel thousands of miles. They didn't know where to go, but God had them to follow the star, and they were able to go and meet up with the Lord Jesus Christ. So they were able to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and pay him homage. And when did the Magi visit Jesus? You know, in all the Christmas displays, we see the Magi coming to the child, and Jesus was born, and there's Mary and Joseph, and that's also in many of the movies. But most likely the Magi visited them Jesus 2 years after he was born, because Jesus was already living in a house. Okay? And this third insight I wanted to give to you today is that the Lord God revealed amazing insights about Christ. Okay, they were able to understand three things about Christ that very few people understood about him. And so at this time, I'd like to play a clip from the movie Nativity Story. This is one of my favorite clips from the movie. We're going to see the Magi coming to present the gifts. And even though this is a little bit inaccurate because it was 2 years after Jesus was born that they visited them, but I really like how they depicted how the Magi brought these three very meaningful gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's take a look at this. As they're going to try to fix the sound, what I wanted to point out is that the three gifts that they gave to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can give me a hands up when you're ready. Okay, the three gifts that they gave to the Lord Jesus Christ was really amazing. Can we go to the next point, please? Okay, the first gift that they gave was gold, and gold symbolizes royalty. You know, it's a gift that is fit for a king. And so they recognized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the messianic king that would come, foretold by the prophets. The second gift that they gave was frankincense. Can we go to the... Okay, frankincense. And frankincense symbolizes deity. It would be the incense that you give to God. So they recognize that Jesus was God, became a human being. And the third gift was myrrh. Myrrh represents suffering and death. And so they recognize that Jesus would offer himself as a sacrifice on behalf of humanity for their sins. Okay, are we good?
Greatest of kings, born in the most humble of places. God made into flesh. Priests.
gift of myrrh to honor thy sacrifice.
You like that clip? And how many of you have heard this story before about the Magi visiting Jesus? How many of you heard that before? Okay, I would say almost every hand is raised. Can you think of how many thousands, millions of people know this story by heart, right? I mean, you've seen this. And what is amazing is that these Magi, they proclaim through the giving of their gifts, they're paying homage to Christ, that Jesus is God, Jesus is the Messianic King, and Jesus came to sacrifice himself to bring us salvation. Okay, so these three insights that were given were supernatural insights that were given to them by the Lord God. And so what I thought was really amazing is that God revealed himself in a really supernatural way to these Magi. And so the Gospel of Matthew, it begins and ends like a bookend. And in Matthew chapter 2, we have the Magi representing all the nations. They come to pay homage and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the end of Matthew, the church, we believers, we go to the nations to share the gospel and make disciples of all the nations. And so this story of the Magi gave me a lot of assurance of how sovereign God is, and that we are even very privileged to be used by God to share about Christ to others. I'd like to share with you a couple of testimonies about how God was able to answer our prayers. You know, my two brothers, my brother TJ and JT, you know, it just happens that that's their names, okay? But, you know, for a long time, you know, they didn't want anything to do with God, okay? And, you know, TJ, who's a business person, and also JT, he was working in the technical field. For the longest time, they didn't want to do with religion. But I and my wife and my parents, we prayed for them. And God do things behind the scenes. You know, TJ went through a really rough time in his life, and you know, it was a very scary time. You know, he was wondering about his future, but when we prayed for him, God orchestrated things so that he was able to regain healing mentally and physically. Also, God brought him a wonderful wife. He became saved, and his wife is a female pastor in Taiwan. And so together, now they have a great ministry. They actually hold these summer camps every year to help the Aborigine Taiwanese youth. You know, many Aborigines, to teach them, you know, all the schooling and also train them. And every year, like this last year, my brother TJ and his wife, you know, they minister to thousands of youth. And also, my brother TJ, after becoming a Christian, he wanted to become a missionary. And he was used by the Lord to help bring the people in Japan, like the warring parties in Japan during World War II. There was a lot of animosity between tribes. He was able to get them to reconcile to each other and to just foster reconciliation. And then my brother JT, he was a Jehovah's Witness. And I remember for years, he and I had very heated discussions about who Jesus was. But then, you know, after a while, all those heated discussions, it didn't go anywhere. And what happened is we just prayed for him, and God began to change him. And also, God, he grew closer God. He wanted to know more about God. And this past year, he just told me he's not going to be a Jehovah Witness anymore. And so God did just amazing things in answer to prayer. And also, when I was growing up, I have to say that I had a really tough time in high school. I hated high school, to tell you the truth. And I had a lot of bad things that happened to me in high school. But I submitted that to the Lord. And when I went back to Davis, my hometown, I said, Lord, just help me to be your agent, to even reach out to some of my classmates. And so in my message, I mentioned about my high school friend, Rachel, that I got in contact with. I met her in Safeway one time. And during the course of this year, through Facebook, and I was able to share with her about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that she was involved in things like the New Age movement and astrology and things like that. But then she and I, we got to pray over the phone, and she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And, when we corresponded, I would answer a lot of her Bible questions. And now, she told me, wrote me a card, said that, thank you, Howard, for just how God brought you into my life. I learned about the Lord Jesus Christ through you. And so, that was one of the greatest things that happened. And through that encounter with my high school friend, it also helped to heal some of the hurts that I had in high school. So I just want to tell you that God really does answer prayer. And so this story of the Magi, I just wanted to encourage you that when you faithfully pray for your friends, for your relatives, for your coworkers, for your boss, God answers those prayers. And if you keep on praying, God will do miraculous things. I want to share with you another story. I support this ministry called International Antioch Ministries. And there's this pastor called Pastor Hormas Shariat. He ministers to Iranians. And you know that Iran and ISIS and Saudi Arabia are a lot in the news today. In the news, we hear a lot about militant Islam and all the havoc they wreak upon people. But we don't hear about what God is doing in Iran. And I just wanted to share a couple of stories. My friend, Pastor Hormas, he has a satellite radio program that broadcasts the Bible messages to Iran. And over the last 10 years, thousands of Iranians have come to know Christ. Also, he mentioned an amazing story to me several years ago. He said that God answers a lot of prayers in really amazing ways. For example, he told me of this story that one time there was a team from America. They came to bring Bibles to this village in Iran. And so when these American team came, they were driving a white truck, and they were about to go to this village, and that white truck actually got a flat tire and was stopped by this little bridge. Okay, and what happened was after the truck stopped, this American team saw hundreds of these villagers just coming toward their truck. And the villagers came up to them and spoke to them and said, where are the Bibles? And this American team said, what do you mean, where are the Bibles? And one of the villagers said, where are the Bibles? All of us, we had this vision that there was going to be this truck, and it was going to stop right in front of our village, and there would be Bibles. And they were really amazed, and they said, oh, okay. And they showed them these Bibles, and they were able to have Bibles. If you look at International Antioch Ministries, you'll see many of these type of stories. Some other stories was that God was supernaturally revealed to the party leaders in Iran and supernaturally guide them to listen to the satellite Bible message. And when they were listening to that, they would hear the gospel, and they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to check that out when you have time. Amazing stories of how God is even reaching out to people in Iran, to people who come from a Muslim background, a supernatural means. And so today I just wanted to mention to you about the example of the Magi. Are we willing to follow their example? Are we willing to honor the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we willing to honor the Lord with our abilities, gifts, and time, and proclaim and share with others that Christ is the Savior and Lord? And lastly, I want to ask you and challenge you to, are you willing to pray for your relatives and friends? That you pray that God will remove all the barriers and hindrances that will keep them from turning to Christ. Also pray that God will do a supernatural work so that they will come to know God and see that God is real. And thirdly, pray that God will open their eyes and minds to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And I'd like to ask Pastor Dennis to come up at this time. He'll be leading us in a time of prayer.
Let's respond to God in prayer. I'll ask the prayer team if you can come forward at this time, and also the worship team. There was a couple of prayer directions that our prayer team, when we met this morning, that we wanted to share and lead in prayer for. Obviously, one response would be related to the message about evangelism. And at the end of this year, as we're heading into 2016, there might be some people that God has already placed upon our hearts, and we know that we're called to go and reach out to them and share the gospel with them, but that we can pray that God's revelation would come to them the same way upon the Magi in this story. Also, there is a couple of other things I'm going to let Angela share. She's our prayer team leader, and she'll share some of the other prayer directions.
We just spent some time to listen for God, anything that he wanted to bless our congregation with for, you know, it's the close of 2015 today, or this Sunday. And so we just asked him for specific words, like, how do you want to bless our congregation? And so we got a few words, and one of them was 24, and me and Dennis were like, oh, maybe God wants to bless the 24-year-olds here. So if you're 24 years old, just feel free to come up. And you know, God is he's a great giver. And I don't know how he wants to bless you, but just feel free to come up. We're going to pray for you. And then there's a second word. Do you want to share it? Because it's yours.
We just felt like that as we're closing out the year, that there are some of us that we feel called to give. It might be resources, it may be time, it might be service in the church or the community or giving of finances, but we're wondering how and how much and what that process looks like, but it's been in our hearts to give, and we just need God's wisdom of what that means and what that looks like and what that is personally for us. So the idea of giving was the second thing.
Say that if you're not 24, if you know, whatever, it doesn't, and these things don't apply to you, we'll pray for you still, and you know, God is a great giver.
Okay, let's pray together. Just close your eyes, bow your heads. This is a personal time, so just ask for us to help make this a personal time by keeping your eyes closed and heads bowed. This time, would you raise your hand if you're responding to this message, a call to evangelism, and there's certain people that God has already placed upon your heart, and you would ask for God's revelation to come upon those people that you're evangelizing to, just God's empowerment this coming year to reach out to certain people in your life with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Just raise your hand all the way up and then down, and we're just going to pray together and lift those people up. So, Father, you see these hands that represent many people in our lives and the people that you've called us to. We just pray for the revelation of Jesus Christ to come upon those that we are here representing. We ask for you to empower us to spread your good news, your gospel message to them. We pray for the revelation to come upon their lives in the special way that only you can do. And so, Lord, we just come and we just offer up that prayer on behalf of these loved ones in our lives. So there is that one kind of really unique kind of prayer direction, 24 years old. If you're here and you're 24 years old, just quick hand all the way up and then down. We just want to pray for you. We just just believe that God has something for you today. So all the way up and then down, just you receiving from God his special ministry to you. So Father, we just pray whatever you want to do today upon those that are here. We pray that, Lord, that you would do it. And we just trust that you have great things. We pray, Lord, for your breakthrough. We pray, Lord, for the empowerment of your Holy Spirit. We pray for your love. We pray for your compassion. We pray for your mercy to be released in the way that only you can do. Last thing we just want to lead in prayer for. Are you here? We're closing out 2015, headed into 2016. You feel called to give. Give of your resource. Give of your service. Give of your energy. Give of your financial resources. Whatever the case may be, but you're asking God for wisdom in that process. What that looks like. What that means. Would you just raise your hand all the way up and then down, and we're just going to pray together for that and just for God's direction and wisdom. So, Father, we just thank you that you said in your word that to ask you when we need wisdom, and that you give generously to all without finding fault. And so we ask for a generous portion of wisdom in terms of giving, what that means and what that looks like. We pray for you. Come and bring your wisdom to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand together.